The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Mr. Ira Weintraub on the other side of the county. Before we hear from Juwan Howard, let me tell you about a very unique insurance company, one focused on people in the educational community and provided by Michigan alumni. It's called MEMIC. And MEMIC serves teachers and other school employees and the general public. And they've made it their mission to provide members with outstanding service and high-quality insurance coverage. So for personal, auto, home, boat, or umbrella coverage, look to MEMIC for agents who understand and appreciate all that you do. And for all you Michigan fans, a local MEMIC agency is run by my friend Cedric Small. Now, Cedric is a Michigan alum and a big supporter of all things Maize and Blue. And with a strong background in education, he is keenly aware of the needs of those in that field, and his office is located right here in Ann Arbor. So if you need that high-quality insurance coverage from MEMIC, contact Cedric Small today at CedricSmallAgency.com. That's Cedric, C-E-D-R-I-C, CedricSmallAgency.com, or call 734-773-3873 for auto and home insurance quotes. As we know, as we've been talking about, the Michigan Wolverines, hardwood style, are set to hit the court again, 7 o'clock tonight. The lead into that for us is a chat that the media was able to have here with Juwan Howard. So here is Coach Howard.
Hey, Juwan, appreciate your time. Two questions for you. First off, what do you hope your team learned from Sunday's game against Oakland?
Adversity. You know, how to deal with, some situations when you are down in the game, and you've had a game before where you've played well and you haven't been down before, and you're playing against a 1-3-1 zone, and how to withstand those type of situations on resiliency as well as keeping your composure. And I think that was a big key as far as how we were able to figure out, what our team looks like when we are pushed to the corner. And, it was great to see where our guys were from a standpoint of really keeping their composure and fighting through those tough stretches.
And secondly, I guess, were there any areas of your team's performance against Oakland you were pleased or displeased with that maybe didn't initially stand out until you got a chance to look back at the film?
Yes, there are plenty of areas I can pinpoint that I was very pleased with our group. First, starting with our defense. Our defense, again, did a phenomenal job. And looking at the numbers of 32.8% with Oakland shot from the field. Also, we did a pretty darn good job of protecting the paint. Oakland only shot, they made 22 points in the paint, and then second chance points, despite the fact that we gave up 9 offensive rebounds, but we were still able to prevent a lot of those offensive rebounds that which could have led to buckets. But for the total game, including overtime, they only scored 6 points, so second chance points. So I was proud of the fact that our guys really did a great job of winning those muscle areas. Loose balls. Yeah, there were a few loose balls that, bounced off our hand, but it was great to see that we were the first one to hit the floor for loose balls. But, everything is going to keep coming back to, turnovers. But, yeah, there was a lot of great things that I really I love to see. And I love from our guys was that defensive edge that we play with.
Thanks.
Coach, the next question for you comes from Teddy from the Michigan Daily.
Hey, Juwan. So building off of defense, Franz Wagner's had a great start on the defensive side of the ball, but on the offensive end, he only has 15 points through 2 games. Can you talk about what you've seen from him on the offensive end and how you guys plan to work with him to get a better feel for the offensive side of the game?
Yeah, we played 2 games this year, and we have, hopefully, God willing, taking it 1 game at a time. But if the season continues the way how it's planned, We will have a lot of season to be played, a lot more games to be played. So with two games, I've been very impressed with how he has competed out there on the floor. Yes, every player wants to see the ball go through the basket offensively. But, you know, what we see from Franz and what he's done, how he approached the game has been very special on how he's gave to the team and affected the game in many ways to help us win.
We are not able to air any more of this press conference. If you want more, go to mgoblue.com. For more of this press conference, go to mgoblue.com.
And that was Michigan basketball coach Juwan Howard. We got to get to a break. Back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket.